all you had was like the open space. You would just build a rectangular chimney. And that would be your flue. But you now get terracotta flue liners, which are about 6-inch square. And you put them in because it makes your chimney safer. It's less of a fire hazard with soot and everything building up. And you use those now instead of having just one open space. There are three terracotta flue, three rows of terracotta flue liners taking that carry the smoke up.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Well, is there anything right above the fireplace?
Yeah, we have a mantle.
Yeah. Have you heard that called Bania Bay?
No.
You know, like mantle board or mantle piece?
Mantle piece, yeah. It
means the same thing.
It means the same thing, though, yeah.
You mentioned a chimney. If you had, you know, one of these tall things like you see in factories that the smoke goes.
A smokestack?
We call that a smokestack.
Yeah.
Well, what about these big pieces of wood that you burn in a fireplace?
Logs.
You call that?
Logs.
Have you ever heard people call that by any other name?
I can't think of any.
Like back log or back stick?
No. No, none of those.
But what about the wood that you use to start a fire? The time
kindling.
To, yeah.
Also fat lightered.
Fat lightered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A good fat lightered stump, fat lightered knot.
Yeah. Any particular kind of wood that would be?
It's pine. Yeah. What happens is that they cut down the pine tree, the lumber, whatever, and leave the stump in the ground. Well, it's got a lot of raws in it. And over the years, it solidifies and hardens, and it lights up immediately. You stick a match to it, to a splinter, and it catches fire. And almost every farm has them, and I know my grandfather has some, and periodically they'll be cleaning out a field back in the swamp somewhere. And they'll bring some up to the house to make kindling out of.
Well, what about, when the wood burns down, what you have left, you call those?
Ashes.
What color are those for you?
Black, and then they turn white.
Does it make any difference? Would the color vary according to the type of wood that you burn in the fireplace, or do you have any idea?
I have no idea. It might, I don't know.
Well, what about, you're talking about the logs, you know, those things inside the fireplace that you place those things across?
Andirons. I've also heard them called fire dogs.
Fire dogs.
My grandmother refers to them as fire dogs.
Yeah.
They still have a fireplace in their kitchen that they used to heat with in there. And she always, and my grandfather both always refer to them as fire dogs.
You ever heard them called dog irons?
No.
Well, what about some of the typical things that you would have in your living room that you might not have anywhere else in the house? You know, for example.
Well,
a sofa. Yeah.
Well, we've got a sofa in the playroom. So.
Have you ever heard that referred to
as a settee?
As a settee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that another old...
Yeah, well, a settee is somewhat different from a sofa. Usually you think of a sofa as being upholstered. And a settee is usually very high-backed, tends to be uncomfortable, and is generally somewhat different from a sofa.